is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And welcome into another edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. This past weekend saw the pro late models take their second trip without the late model stock cars. They were the feature division on Saturday night at Wake County Speedway, the GSX Wraps 100. And despite only having 11 cars on the property, those 11 cars put on a hell of a show at Wake County Speedway. Logan Jones, the unlikely winner, as he crossed the start-finish line first on lap 100 after the contact with Giovanni Ruggiero and Caden Quapel. Caden Quapel, who led all 99 laps, wasn't really indicative of how the racing went. It was tooth and nail pretty much all night throughout the field. Again, 11 cars, and man, they put on a heck of a show. Logan Jones, your winner. Kyle Campbell, he finished his second. Katie Hettinger, third. Austin McDonald was fourth. Giovanni Ruggiero was fifth. George Phillips, sixth. Caden Quapel, seventh. Joshua Horniman, eighth. Rusty Skews, ninth. Ashton Higgins, who had issues early on in the race, he finishes 10th. And Tristan McKee round out the 11 cars that took the green flag on Saturday night at Wake County Speedway. Taking a quick look at the points after the GSX Wraps 100 at Wake County Speedway, Katie Hettinger able to extend her lead to 11 points over Caden Quapel. Ashton Higgins is third. He's 53 markers behind. Tristan McKee, fourth, 71 points behind. And our most recent winner, Logan Jones, he finds himself fifth in points. He is 74 markers behind points leader Katie Hettinger. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this segment of Stickered Up. When we come back, we're going to talk with the newest member of the Cars Tour team, Executive Director Kip Childress. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Puryear Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Puryear has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Puryear driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Puryear racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepuryear.com to learn more.
Race. Win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
This is Brandon Pierce, driver of the Fremont Properties Leap Point Performance Chevrolet Camaro. You're listening to Stephen Dunn's Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air. This edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Join us via the GSX Wraps Hotline. Newest member to the Cars Tour family, he's the executive director, fresh from NASCAR, Mr. Kip Childress. Kip, welcome to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, Kip, first and foremost, before we jump into to your new role with the Cars Tour, I want to go back a couple of weeks, and your final weekend full-time with NASCAR was a pretty pretty epic weekend for NASCAR as a whole, going up to Chicago, running the street course for the first time. Man, talk a little bit about that experience. Obviously, you knew you were getting ready to make a transition, but man, what a way to go out with a very unique opportunity in your final NASCAR event.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I was talking with Dale and Kevin and Jeff and Justin about coming on board, you know, one of the questions that they asked me was, you know, about when I thought would be a good time to get started. And with the uniqueness of the Chicago event, the one thing that I asked them is to at least be able to work through that race, you know, for a couple of reasons. You know, number one, because it was unique. You know, we were basically setting up a garage and a hauler parking area that, you know, circled a city block. And then all the challenges that were in front of us that ended up really not being very, very large at all. But to throw someone taking my spot into that event in one of their first few races, I didn't feel like would be fair to that person. And then selfishly for me to be able to hang around and work that race, to be able to drive the pace car, around the Chicago streets and run a few red lights. That was something that was, it was an honor to be able to be a part of that. And especially even with all the challenges we had with the weather, you know, felt like it was an extremely successful event.
Kip, me and you had a chance to chat a little bit at Wake County on Saturday afternoon before practice. And, you know, just wanted you to have an opportunity to let people kind of know your background. And you've been with NASCAR. You were with NASCAR for quite a long time. Just give our listeners that might not be familiar with who you are and where you came from kind of the background before you made this transition over to the Cars Tour.
Sure. And it's actually it's a lifetime worth of information. My grandfather was an official well before I was born. Right. So he was a chief steward at Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem. And my dad was an official as well. And he served his time at Bowman Gray. And then he was able to move on into the larger NASCAR roles, where he was a part of the group that helped get the Dash series started back in the 70s. He was a part of the group that helped formulate what is now the Xfinity series as they were transitioning from being a regional division at the tracks throughout the Southeast. So, you know, I knew as a kid that being an official was something that I wanted to be. And so when I, you know, graduated high school, went to community college for a little while and had an opportunity to go right away and start working at my local short track, which turned into working at a couple of short tracks at Caraway Speedway and then at Tri-County Speedway, and had the chance to jump on board with the Craftsman Truck Series back in 95 in their very first season and stayed with them up until the end of 99, and actually was able to go to the last NASCAR trip to Japan, which was actually a West Series event at that point in time. And then I stepped away after my oldest daughter was born at the tail end of 98. So the spent a little time away from NASCAR, but still stayed in the racing world, worked with racing radios and then racing electronics. I was a bit of a techno geek, so to speak. And then went to work with Trailers of the East Coast just when things made a shift and both of the radio companies at each individual time, you know, had me back on the road and I wasn't ready for that yet. So worked at Trailers of the East Coast for a little while with teams that were going to the racetracks, both locally and, you know, some of the teams that were traveling nationally at the time and spent a little bit of time calling races at Orange County Speedway before going back to NASCAR in 2008. And, you know, from that point, worked with the K&N East Series, transitioned over to the K&N West Series, and felt like I had a really good run in each of those garages, you know, settling things down, maybe adding a little structure. You know, not that anything was really wrong, but just a fresh set of eyes and a new perspective in each of those garages was welcomed. And then had the opportunity to go with the Xfinity Series as their assistant director and before spending the last five seasons with the NASCAR Cup Series as their assistant director. And in both of those roles, the pace car duties came along with that.
Chatting with Kip Childress, the executive director for the Cars Tour. And Kip, after hearing that resume, it's a no-brainer why the ownership group at the Cars Tour was interested in adding you to the team. Before we get into that conversation, I mean, obviously you're local to the, you know, I say Cars Tour local. You're a Winston-Salem guy. You've obviously been aware of the Cars Tour. Talked a little bit about your perception of the Cars Tour over the last couple of years, watching it grow into what it is today, and what made it so appealing for this ownership group to pull the trigger on buying it at the beginning of the year.
Well, I think that the big benefit that the racing world sees from the Cars Tour is it's an opportunity for racers to cut their teeth racing big, heavy stock cars before making the transition to go over to whether it be an ARCA ride or even the Craftsman Truck Series on up into the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And now, you know, there's a perfect example of all of those with Josh Berry, as now he's going to be full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series starting next season. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to, and you know, we've heard each of the members of our ownership group talk about, you know, how much they love grassroots racing, and for them to, you know, effectively put their money where their mouth is. I mean, even before they jumped in and purchased the Cars Tour, you know, they were racing or at least being a part of racing at the grassroots level. And, you know, but I think their desire and their passion for, you know, being able to see this level of racing succeed, you know, that certainly was what drew them towards it. And, I think the timing was exactly right. Jack McNally, and he was the owner of the Cars Tour, still running it, and Jack and I are working closely together. I think, you know, Jack's at a point in his career that the timing was just right for him to have an opportunity to put it in the hands of those four. And I think that what he has built to this point, it now has an opportunity to continue that growth. And who knows what's ahead of us, moving forward now with our ownership group in place.
Chatting with Kip Childress, the executive director for the Cars Tour. And Kip, tell us a little bit about how this all came about. Obviously, I'm not saying it was shocking news to Cars Tour fans, but obviously it's something that kind of came up. And me personally, I saw you at Caraway for the first time observing and obviously kind of raised some eyebrows and some questions. But talk a little bit about how the process was with the ownership group and to bring you in here in the middle of 2023, moving forward into 2024.
Yeah. So, have an opportunity to be around that group, pretty much year round at the Cup Series level. And, when they purchased the series, of course, all of us were, congratulating them for jumping in and expressing our, pleasure with the fact that, we know that for years to come now that, the Cars Tour is going to flourish. And, when they, I don't remember exactly how the conversation really started, but I was asked if I would consider, maybe doing something a little different. And, right out of the gate, my answer was no. I loved what I do, and I wasn't out to try to find something new to do. But then, I had to basically check up on myself, because I have said forever that, if there's ever an opportunity that's put before me that would benefit me and my family, then I really need to take a good, long and hard look at it. And so, I pumped the brakes a little bit and slowed down and looked at, what was being talked about and sat down with Kevin and Dale and Jeff and Justin. And we were all able to put together a pretty neat deal for me. I'm when I had the K&N series, this was, a very similar role to where, you know, I was able to be a part of helping these young guys go and become the racer that they wanted to be. And, you know, I think that, you know, we see the guys that race in the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series now, those are some of the same fellows that were racing in the K&N Series when I was there. So, you know, I took them up on their offer, you know, what I've been telling everyone is that it checked every box for all the right reasons to be able to say yes. And so, you know, just couldn't believe, I was extremely humbled that, you know, I was considered for this. And, you know, just, I guess I'm just, I still kind of look back and can't even believe that it's really real, that, you know, I have an opportunity now, you know, to learn all that I can from Jack and from Keeley Dubinsky and the whole group there that of our officiating team, you know, to learn, you know, what we do on a day-to-day basis and what we can do moving forward to make sure we continue to grow.
Get back, so obviously, at Caraway, it was more of an observation day for you, you know, and that was the pretty big Cars Tour event. Obviously, the second Wednesday race, the likes of, you know, Cup champion Kyle Larson, former Cup driver Jeremy Mayfield, a grandstand that was full and just busting at the seams. But then, you know, we fast forward to this past weekend at Wake County, the smallest racetrack that we go to, your first race as a full-time employee of the Cars Tour. And, you know, Wake County is obviously unique. I thought the racing was good, nice, hard, clean. The ending probably wasn't ideal for most people. But talk a little bit about your experience in your first Cars Tour race this past Saturday night at Wake County.
Yeah, so I'm ashamed to say that it was my first trip to Wake County. I should have gone there years ago, but to roll in there and see the facility and you know, of course, a fresh coat of asphalt would make any track look great. But it was beyond that. It was, you know, how well kept the track was, you know, how well prepared they were for the event for us to roll in there. And you know, had it not been for, you know, a pretty persistent rain shower that afternoon, you know, I really feel like we would have had a really great crowd there. But, you know, it was raining all around us and on top of us, you know, literally there right up until race time and pushed us back about an hour to get started. But, you know, was impressed with what I saw there. And I think, you know, whenever you, the one thing that I rolled in there wanting to do was still more in an observation role, be able to take notes of things that I think that, you know, questions that I have, but things I think maybe we can look at improving on in the future. And, you know, Jack and Keeley and I, we sat down today and talked about a lot of those things. And, you know, there's nothing that I put on my notepad that was anything that is beyond the realm of possibility, nothing that's earth shattering, nothing that's going to, you know, turn the world upside down tomorrow, but definitely things that we can plan for in the future. You know, but for the race itself at Wake County, I was, you know, it is a tight little bull ring. You know, the really only quarter miles that I've been to, you know, Bowman Gray Stadium comes to mind because of its rich history and, you know, family ties that I've had there over the years. But Wake County is unlike that because it's high banked and the speeds of, you know, these cars getting around that place was just incredible. And so, watching how close the competition was and, you know, and relatively, I mean, we had a few dust ups, but relatively a clean race. And, you know, the two battling coming to the checker flag, not that unusual, I think, that you would see on a short track like that. And, you know, two guys going for the win and a lucky break, but he had to be in the right place for Logan to come and capitalize on the win.
Yeah, and for those fans that weren't able to make it out to Wake County this past Saturday night, they'll get an opportunity again with the late model stock cars come later this season. Kip, we move into a couple of weeks of downtime for the Cars Tour on track, obviously, with their where they kind of take a break to allow those drivers to run for the Triple Crown at Langley here in a couple of weeks before we head back to Hickory for what's one of the crown jewel marquee events of the year, the throwback race. What will you be doing here in the next couple of weeks in preparation for that big marquee event at Hickory at the end of the month?
Yep. So, you know, a lot of fact finding and sitting down with Jack and Keeley over the next couple of weeks and, you know, trying to get my arms around what we've got in store for us when we do roll into Hickory. We know it's going to be a big event. We expect a great turnout of competitors and likewise a great turnout in the stands. I think the stands are going to be really impressed with some of the throwback paint schemes that we expect to see. And I'm tickled to death to see, you know, what the teams come up with. And, you know, the throwback this year, going back and celebrating, you know, the rich history of the Cars Tour, one that used to be the Pro Cup Series. So looking forward to seeing the paint schemes that'll go back and honor those drivers and teams from back in the day. So, you know, along with that, though, we've got a full calendar of races that are, you know, it's coming up in August and beyond. And so what I would like to do is to go ahead and start making sure that we're getting fully prepared for those races, because, you know, we got 3 weeks that are back to back to back. And, you know, I'm accustomed to the back to back to back weekends coming off the Cup Series. But, you know, there's so much more that we do at a grassroots level and working with the track that, you know, at the Cup Series level, there's a big department or multiple departments that handles those duties. So, you know, a lot of legwork to get done, and, you know, Jack and Keeley are already way ahead of schedule on a lot of those things, but having not been to some of those tracks, it may be a good opportunity for me to make a couple of road trips and put my feet on the ground and be reacclimated to what we've got coming.
Chatting with Kip Childress here on the GSX Wraps Hotline here, Stickered Up Podcast. And Kip, obviously, you know, you've just started this role, but trying to forecast, I mean, what are some of the things that you're looking to possibly implement or possibly looking to bring to the Cars Tour? Obviously, 2024 is right around the corner. I can't imagine that you're not having those conversations with racetracks about putting together a 2024 schedule. What are some of those behind-the-scenes things that you'll be working on here in the next few months leading up into 2024?
Yep. Well, even before I came on board, you know, the discussion about, you know, with some tracks about putting together that schedule is already well underway. So, you know, Jack and I will be working to keep hammering away at a potential schedule and see if we can't put that together early. I know teams will be chomping at the bit to know what that schedule is so they can get to work on their sponsorships that they'll try to sell. So, you know, that's certainly high on the priority list. You know, some other things that, you know, I think that we need to be really looking at in the very early stages is trying to continue to work to more align the rules packages between what we have at the Cars Tour and what the late model stocks see, you know, throughout the region, you know, what the pro lates see, you know, throughout the country. And I think we have an opportunity to do that. I think, you know, by doing that, it would really help out in terms of allowing competitors to be able to come race with us, and when they have the opportunity to, while making very little changes to their cars. And, you know, and then likewise, the same works the other way, where if we have weekends that we're off, to give our guys a chance to go and race at some of these other bull rings and local tracks without having to change their cars as well. So, you know, that is that's a goal of ours, is to make sure that, you know, the rules packages that we continue to work on, both in conjunction with NASCAR and with, you know, the other sanctioning bodies that sanction the pro late models, is that we all are working together to align those, because at the end of the day, everyone wins when the teams don't have to spend any money to make changes.
Kip, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to chat with us today on the Stickered Up Podcast. And I think there's a lot of people that are excited about you coming on board. Obviously, the ownership group is doing what they feel like they need to do to make sure that the series continues to thrive. And like I said, man, we'd love to have the opportunity to chat with you here in the next few weeks and maybe get a recap on how things are going. Best of luck for you here moving forward the next couple of weeks, and we look forward to seeing the throwback race here at Hickory at the end of the month.
Yeah, thank you so much. And anytime you guys want to sit down and chat, I'll be more than happy to talk about racing. Just make sure you block off enough time.
Sounds good. That's Kip Childress. He is the executive director of the Cars Tour. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road, sticker up. When we return, we'll close out this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. for laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. GeoCut on demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
This is Carson Plopple, driver of the number 8 Junior Motorsports iRacing Chevrolet. This is Stickered Up Podcast.
White Flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Cars Tour will take a few weeks off here in the month of July. We'll hit the track again the final week of July when we head back to Hickory Motor Speedway for the throwback race. Again, this year they're throwing back to the old Hooters Pro Cup days, and those schemes are going to start coming out here in the next couple of weeks. And over the next couple of weeks, we will dive into that. We will talk to about some of the things that are going to inspire these throwback schemes, and we'll also keep you up to date on how our Cars Tour drivers do next weekend at Larry King Law's Langley Speedway for the running of the Hampton Heat 200, which is the second leg of the NASCAR Virginia Triple Crown. Want to thank the folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Purrier Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, Volt Battery Technologies, GeoCut, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Morgan Patrick and Dave Perkins, for making us sound so good each and every week. And also want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps hotline on this edition of Stickered Up, the Executive Director of the Cars Tour, Mr. Kip Childress. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.